Jerry Bader Show, 1036. One other thought before we move on. One other thought on the Packers draft. Jason was just playing the video of the Packers' first-round pick. Boy, it's going to take a while to get used to Ha-Ha. You're okay with that? I'm not. Well, it's his name. I'm not okay or not okay with it. It's his name. It's just, I don't know that it rolls off the tongue all that well. Anyway, he was, Jason had a video where you could hear him talking to Goodell, you know, yes, sir, yes, sir, and how excited he put the Packer cap on and the Packer jersey with the number one, which is what they do for the first-round pick for all the teams. And I suddenly remembered what it was like in the 80s and even before Reggie White got here. Deion Sanders vowed he wasn't going to play here if drafted by the Packers. Another player, what was the linebacker's name, that went to the Canadian Football League rather than play for the Packers? This was Siberia. We are so spoiled to see first-round draft picks proudly put on that Packer cap as Ha-Ha Clinton Dix did. Well, I know it's a nickname, but it's what he goes by. It's his name because my name's not Jerry, but my name is Jerry. You know what I mean? What is it? Is it Hashan? Well, I know, but he goes by Ha-Ha. So it's his name. My name is Jerome. I don't go by Jerome. Bruce Clark, thank you. Thank you. Bruce Clark. Rather than play for the Packers. Just think about that. Rather be in the Canadian Football League than the NFL if it meant playing for the Packers. I remember those days. To see a guy all excited about it does my heart good. I had lunch with a friend yesterday. Normally I wouldn't point this out, but it's a liberal friend. And he and I talked politics and da-da-da-da-da-da, as we always do. And then we got to a topic that he and I have talked about over and over and over again. What does the economy of the 21st century have to look like? If there's going to be a vibrant, robust middle class, what is the economy going to look like that's going to support that? For all of the criticisms of the Obama policies and how they have led to a tepid recovery, which they have, the reality that both sides, and this is something my liberal friend and I agree upon, is both sides are guilty of not admitting there needs to be an economy paradigm shift. The robust economy in the United States from, let's just say, 1946 to, the mid-70s, when unions could extract, really extort, whatever pretty much they wanted from an oligopoly of companies, be it car makers, be it whatever, is gone. That's gone. And having a house, a cabin up north, two cars, and putting the kids through college on an assembly line job is gone. And it's never coming back. And what I have said time and again is more and more individuals are going to have to realize they have a unique selling proposition. You can't just go get a generally unskilled job and make a lot of money. Now, there's a lot of skilled labor jobs to be had out there. We don't have the skilled labor to fill them, but I'm not even talking about that. And he fired back at me, well, look, not every individual can be an entrepreneur. That's true. But I am going to tell you that a dramatic increase in small entrepreneurs who employ 1 to 10 employees, I believe, is the future if you're going to have a vibrant, robust middle class. Let me give you an example. There are two examples out there right now of entrepreneurship where people have a desire, a passion, and an ability to do something, and they do it. They decide to go into business doing it. There was an article that I never got to gosh, it is almost 3 weeks ago now. It's a book review that was in the Wall Street Journal. You know what the book is called? The Craft Beer Revolution. In terms of dollars, do you know what percent of the total beer market craft brews were in 2013? Not in terms of gallons sold, but in terms of dollars. Now, there's a gap there because craft brews tend to be pricier than major market, you know, big brand, Bud, Miller, so on. 20% in terms of dollars, 20% of the beer market in 2013. Here's a number. Guess how many new brands of craft beer were launched in 2013? How many beers were introduced nationally? I mean, they weren't introduced nationally, but I mean across the nation. How many craft beers do you think new brands of craft brews hit the market in 2013 across the country? Jason, take a guess. Craft brew brands that did not exist in 2013 but were introduced in 2013. 206. 1,000. 1,000. These are entrepreneurs. Now, you can do this not relatively inexpensively, but a relatively modest operation. And that is what is happening. Right now, one of the greatest areas of entrepreneurship is the craft brew industry. Why? Because the desire for craft brews are growing. Craft brews are for beer connoisseurs. One of my favorite parts of going to the state fair, I mean, it's become a family event the last few years. I'll admit a favorite part is the food, but they have a great craft brew tent. And I limit myself to two, so I have to select wisely. There is such a wide variety, and they don't let you pre-taste. You can't do a little... It would be impossible. And they're not even polite about the sign. No, we may not give taste samples, so please don't ask. Because, you know, at a craft brew bar or restaurant, they do let you do that. They give you a little glass, see if you like it. That's the beauty of craft brews. It's growing exponentially. And I believe the big boys are being misleading about how much of their profits it's eaten into, because they wouldn't be trying to get into it. They wouldn't be trying to mock it were it not for that. Miller now is using its Leinenkugel brand to really push the fact it's a craft brewer. There's a lot of debate about that. Sam Adams, for some people, has grown too big to be considered a craft brew anymore. I still consider it a craft brew. But there are those who think that, no, it's now a major national commercial brewer. Of these 1,000 that entered the market, how many are going to succeed? I don't know. Who knows? History would say a lot of them are going to fail. But this is a little different model than the historic model as well. It depends. Do they have a good product? Do they know how to market it? Are they in the right area? All of those questions that go into whether you succeed or fail. But this is entrepreneurship. If they succeed, at some point they're going to have to hire employees, maybe never more than 5 or 10. But if 100 of them succeed, if 200 of them succeed, that's what I think is going to make the difference. Now, you could say, yeah, but that's beer. You can't do that in every sector. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, this sector wasn't there. People who love making beer, and where did this start? With home brewing. People who really got into home brewing, you know what? I enjoy making beer. I'm good at it, and I bet you I can make money at it. And off they are now. This is what the economy of the 21st century, in my opinion, necessarily is going to have to look like. In my opinion. In other sectors. Well, all right, Jerry, name another sector where you can do this. If I could do that, I would do it. And by the way, I have thought of this. using my skill set in radio. Now, podcasting is already out there. Adam Carolla has an extremely successful podcast. I could get into that, a podcast individual of what I do for this company, independent, I should say, of what I do for this company. Maybe there's something else. What else could I do to provide something to the radio industry that nobody else is? But this is what's going to have to happen. There's another example of something that's out there right now that is an even purer form of entrepreneurship than craft brew. It is another example of what the 21st century is going to have to look like. You know what it is? Jason, do you know what it is? An example of where people, using their creativity, not doing a big startup company, but providing a product that people want. Maybe a product they wanted and didn't know they wanted. A way to do something, and it never occurred to them. Bingo. Smartphone and apps. Smartphone and tablet apps. When someone comes up with an idea for an app to do something that's otherwise a pain in the butt for you, that's entrepreneurship. That's what that is. All right, so you've named two. Smartphone and tablet apps and craft brew. Name some more, Bader. I'm working on it. I have a better idea. You come up with one. I am telling you, this is the key to the 21st century. Can everybody do it? No. Can a lot of people do it? Yes. Are some of those people going to be successful to where they create jobs? Yes. Unions extracting unreasonable wages from car makers and plumbing fixture makers and toilet paper makers and whatever else is gone. Because we're not a closed market to the extent that we were in the mid-20th century. It doesn't work. Liberals thinking they can bring back that model isn't going to work. Unions bled to death or nearly bled to death. So many companies. That horse is long gone. Smaller entrepreneurs coming up with a product that people want. What's the other ingredient that you need to succeed here? What else is this going to have to look like? It's going to have the immediacy of on demand. That's what it's going to have. Now, at some point, that's right. The market does become glutted. Then it gets thinned out. Then you need to come up with another one. At some point, craft brews will be a flooded market. I think we're a long way from that. But it will happen. But entering these new markets, what can I provide that no one else is providing? Yeah, then others will copy you, admittedly. But the entrepreneurial, the creative spirit is what drove America in the 19th century? Inventions. People coming up with products that nobody else thought of. That is going to have to be the way of the 21st century. Now, I'm not going to share. Someone just shared with me something she's working on. I'm not going to share it. I wouldn't do that to her. Yeah, I'm not. If you send me your idea, don't send me your idea. One, I won't read it on the air, but don't share your idea with anyone. I'm serious about that. But this does have to be the way of the 21st century. You have to understand that. In fact, I have another example of that in 3 minutes, but it comes with the dark side. It's 10:53.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.